Mr. Graham, it's like when a tree falls in the forest.
Everett, remix. Everett.
The championship was very much like the Premier League this week, except for because they play 857 games. They all three teams fucked it off in the midweek, and then they fucked it off at the end.
Yeah, because there's a lot of opportunity to fuck it off. That's how it goes.
It ended up taking a couple unenthusiastic hand jobs of draws for Ipswich to find themselves at the very tippy top.
That's right, the very top. And
start
another
the show.
One.
In the land of Bowie, Maryland, bred to be a fan of fucking Everton. Punch you in the eye and drink your rye, Sam Houston. Arsenal fans have another Sam. Great AA, the fucking Gooner Graham. Stump of a lord, looks great in shorts. Sam Grammy.
Sam Graham.
Fucking United! Fucking United! Hello and welcome to DU Does the EFL, a completely biased brief recap of the English Football League as told by two common American schmucks. I am your host, Sam Houston, and across the way from me, jointly tapping the post with me, crossing the streams, Mr. Graham, my co-host, Mr. Samuel Graham. How are you, sir?
I'm not. That's not who I am.
Who are you?
I'm DJ Khaled. And another one.
Yeah, and you know
this
what?
This is why you should tune into the live streams, because that's an inside joke that you'll never know about.
And on Deja vu.
And on the ones and twos, she's done, producer Mel.
Did I already say deja vu? It's just weird. Deja vu.
It's a glitch in the Matrix, Sam.
Yeah, a big old glitch in the Matrix. It's amazing how everything gets fixed when you really fuck it off. Forget to, you know, it's my cough button. I cough a lot. I cough a lot, allegedly. Frogs are gay, allegedly, Saturday. We're recording at the DU Public House just outside the nation's capital. You can check us out wherever you find your podcast. And, of course, streaming live every single Monday night. Should you want to chat with us, there is many ways that you can. Mr. Graham, tell the good people how they can get in touch.
Absolutely. It's at DU Football Show on all the social medias and DUFootballShow@gmail.com to get in touch via email.
Sometimes you just got to muscle through it, Mel. Settle down.
I want to meet the people that only listen to this show. Because there's no setup for half your jokes. That's the other show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's why I said you got to tune into the live stream, man. The whole thing.
The people that are listening to this show only listen to the other show.
Probably. Well, Geck. Well, I guess he's in both, isn't he?
We are drinking the exact same shit we did in the last show.
Championship Corner!
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
Oh, no.
And another one.
I guess we all make mistakes, don't we, Mel? I guess we all make mistakes. How much could the top three fuck it off is the question of the week for the championship. Fox is losing the midweek, but Libs and each... Libs. I can now pronounce them together.
Time out.
Yeah.
Stop. How much could the top three fuck it off? In the community, you could very much make an argument that we are the top three.
Yeah, and we are fucking it off big time.
So far, I haven't fucked it off yet.
Yeah, it's only a matter of time.
Oh, it's coming.
And the wheels fall off.
It's that 128 proof whiskey.
It's 100, yeah.
Fucking hell.
Really fucking strong whiskey tonight. Leeds and Ipswich both draw, blowing a chance to jump to the top of the table. So Friday, Foxes lose again at Plymouth, which is a big one to talk about as well.
Yeah.
Only to see Ipswich draw again and Leeds suffer their first home loss to 17th place Blackburn.
I mean, so not much has actually changed in the championship.
Ipswich is now in first.
Well, right. So I think Leeds thinks that the only way that they can figure it out is to merge with them and become Lipswich, trying to say.
I was calling them Libs.
Yeah. You know what, Mel? We should go out injury time on Lipswich engaged. That's pretty good. Yeah, no, so... I mean, Everything's very tight, obviously.
All three teams are separated by 1 and 2 points. That's it.
Right. So I think we don't know the full story yet as to what's going to happen at the top of the championship because of these inconsistencies, because of the amount of fixtures. I think they still have 4 or 5 games left, and they're playing midweek and weekend over the next 2-3 weeks, and that's going to obviously is going to determine a lot. But it's a hell of a grind. Playing every 4 fucking days.
Ipswich and Leeds both have 3. Leicester has 4. Southampton has 5.
Well, there's the other things. You've got games in hand to worry about as well.
And then Coventry City, who's just on the outside looking in with Norwich for the final playoff spot, has also got 5 games left because they've made it all the way to the semifinals of the fucking FA Cup.
Right.
So all of that plays in. Now, at the bottom, that win for Plymouth on Friday has made them almost completely safe. They're not 100% out of the woods yet. They just got to find one win. One win and it's over for them. They're good. They're good to go.
They're safe, yeah.
And Birmingham City also won, so they're out of the drop as well. Rotherham is now done. They're going down. But it's Sheffield Wednesday and Huddersfield who are currently sitting in the drop. And like I said, some of those clubs have 3 games left. Some of them have 5 games left. I know Birmingham City plays Rotherham and Huddersfield Town here towards the stretch. Like, so it's going to be really fun to watch, but it is fucking tight.
You know who's out of work right now?
Mm-hmm.
And Huddersfield could use with an arm around them. And a little 3-5 game win streak.
Oh, Warlock.
Let's get Neil Warnock back in.
Just to get it done. Get him over the finish line,
you
Papa.
You heard it here first.
Get him over the finish line, Papa.
There's absolutely no chatter of that happening.
The Birmingham City one is just baffling because they had a decent manager and they were in the top 10.
Well,
decided to fire Rooney. They fire him, bring in Rooney. Rooney fucks it off.
Tanks him.
Yeah. And as we've said many times before, and this applies to the championship as well, if you go to a 3-manager year,
you're fucked.
Here's the
other piece to that, right? They were in 6th when they fired their manager because they wanted a big name installed, right? This is what happens. You know how we, and this is kind of hard. You know how we say that the manager should never be bigger than the team or bigger than the club, or right. The player should never be bigger than the manager or whatever, you know, that kind of thing. That also goes with ownership, right?
Right.
The Shelby Corporation that owns Birmingham City, which is, I don't know if it is or not per se, but
Tom Brady's part of it.
Obviously, it is some sort of, yeah, like 1%. He doesn't make decisions.
Yeah, but it's still
saying he's not involved like J.J. Watt right. is with Burnley.
No, who's very involved.
Right. But what I'm saying is these no-name owners, right, of this Shelby Corporation, which is obviously a play on Peaky Blinders and the fucking the Shelby company in Birmingham. You know, the only thing you can really equate that to is Wrexham.
Right.
Where the owners are very well known. The club is not bigger than they are, right? So they are the story. They are taking the heat off. Where this ownership group is trying to make a name for themselves, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Let's take the manager doing well. Fuck it. We want a name in charge. You know, whatever. I mean, this was the Fenway group at first with LeBron.
Right.
But they did have successful other sports teams. Right?
Yeah, of course.
So they got LeBron as the face of something because the UK audience would probably, you know, pay attention if LeBron was involved. LeBron has now steadily increased his stake over time, sure. But Tom Brady's not. Yeah. They got him in as a face, but he's not involved. They just don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
This ownership group where Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney are massive, are huge, and they have the humility to go, we don't really know what we're doing, but we thought this would be a great venture, and we're going to surround ourselves with people that know the club, people that know football, and look what they've done.
We're going to get to that at the end of the show.
We'll go ahead and splash the cash, no problem, right? So I bring them up now because of this comparison where this ownership group is just some conglomerate of fucking local cuntbags, basically, and they've run Birmingham City right into the ground.
Yeah. In League One, Pompey drew Bolton over the weekend, and they sit 5 points ahead of Derby County. And the game in hand that they have happens this week against Barnsley. Portsmouth have wrapped up promotion automatically to the championship, which is great. But obviously, they want to win the league. Mr. Graham, you said you had a little something funny about this.
Yeah, so there is a granddad in Portsmouth. I heard the story on another podcast today. There is a grandfather in Portsmouth that in 2008, for whatever reason, maybe he doesn't drink, I don't know. But this grandfather decided to freeze milk.
Okay.
From 2008.
When they went down.
When they won the FA Cup.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
And thought it for their win this weekend, which they did not get.
Which they didn't win.
Now, being a father of three girls and one currently breastfeeding child, I know for a fact that you were able to thaw milk in about 30 minutes.
Right.
Why would you thaw? Because you can't rethaw it. You can't refreeze it, rather.
Nope, it's done.
So why would you thaw it before the final whistle?
Just wait till the final whistle.
And it's milk from 16 years ago.
Yeah.
Why are you drinking it?
Yeah, you just don't need to be doing that. That's pretty fucked up.
It doesn't have the staying power. It doesn't have the anything. Why are you doing that?
Bad form. Bad
fucking
form.
I hope he doesn't drink it. I hope he did not thaw it and keep it till this midweek.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the photo. It's got a bit of a yellow tinge to it. And he's a grandfather. I don't know that he has the gumption.
We'd like to see you stick around there, old grandpa.
I don't think he's got the gumption to fight off whatever's in that milk.
We'd like to see you get a back. We would like for you to watch your team play in the championship next year.
It's not a good situation down in Pompey.
So Oxford.
But we've been there and it made totally tracks, right?
Oh, God, yes, yeah, absolutely. 100%. So Oxford is still holding off the final playoff spot, but it's now to Blackpool, who only find themselves 3 points back. Bolton could still catch Derby, but they're separated by 4 points. And at the bottom of the table, it looks like Port Vale is in the final drop, and Burton Albion is only ahead of them by 3 points for safety.
So Port Vale's got a chance there, obviously. Yeah. Now, there are not a ton of games left in League One, but I'd still like to see Bolton at least make the playoffs.
They'll definitely make the playoffs.
Okay, good.
I would just rather see him get automatic promotion.
Yeah, because I want them back up. Yeah. That's my point. Yeah, that's what I was getting on to. I want them to come back up into at least the championship. But honestly, I'd like to see Bolton back up in the Premier League. I think it'd be kind of cool.
Pompey and Bolton both belong in the championship, at least. That's where they are as clubs, honestly. Especially considering where Bolton was just 3 years ago, where it didn't even look like administration was going to happen and they were going to completely fall apart.
You know what I'd like to see?
What's up?
I'd like to see Bolton come back up to the Premier League, and just for the first game, Big Sam on the touchline. That's how I came into football. JJ Okocha as his assistant manager.
There you go.
I'd like to see it. Fuck Sammy Lee. Don't need it.
Yeah. Now, the other interesting thing that could happen is if Southampton does not come out of the playoffs and gain promotion.
Oh, we got a proper South Coast Derby.
Got a proper South Coast next year.
The original,
year.
The real South Coast Derby.
I'm very much rooting for Southampton to not get promoted.
I'm going to continue to pay for ESPN Plus because of it.
Sorry, Kenneth. I don't want you to go up because I want you to play Pompey next year.
I haven't talked to Kenny in a while. I got to text Kenny. See how he's doing.
League 2 has already seen a couple of promotions with Stockport and Wrexham being promoted to League One.
Come on.
Mansfield are very close, but they're not quite there yet. Pretty much get a point and the people behind them drop a point and they're in. They're good. They're right. They are right fucking there.
Can't keep a good man down.
But here's one for you, Mr. Graham. And we'll get to Wrexham in just a second. But remember when Doncaster was the worst team in all of football?
Vaguely.
Oh, yeah, they've won 8 straight. They're fucking 2 points out of the final fucking playoff spot.
Nice. Nice.
They were the worst team in professional football. They are now that far away from I'm so rooting for them now.
They're solid. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm so rooting for them. Why not? That is absolutely incredible.
Hopefully it's at the dickhead club's expense, too.
Mm-hmm. And let's hear. Oh, Aki was the latest victim for Doncaster, but they did get a win over the midweek and they are safely sitting in 18th. Now, Wrexham's promotion was a 6 8-0 drubbing of Forest Green Rovers, who now sit 5 points from safety and look like they are going down.
Hey, Pompey. That's how you get promoted.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no shit.
That's how you cap the league off.
Oh, you fucking know.
A 6-0 win.
But also, in all likelihood, Wrexham's going to finish in second, and Stockport will likely win the league, where Pompey is looking at winning the fucking league.
Yeah, now, I think Wrexham only have one game left, but Stockport have two.
Yeah.
But they play each other on the final day, I think, actually. So if Stockport drop points midweek, there's an opportunity for Wrexham to overtake them and win League Two.
I think it's 3-2. I think it's okay. 3 games and 2 games. Yeah.
Similar. But there's already, I think it was, is it Paul Mullins, their mm-hmm. forward? Mm-hmm. I think he's already been on Twitter going, you better outdo the party from Vegas last year.
Yeah, that is.
Comma, especially if we win the league. Yeah. So they've got their eye on the prize.
Yeah.
It could be very interesting in League Two as well.
And also, Mansfield isn't out of the discussion for winning the league as well, and they've got a few games in hand, too. I think they've got 4 left for them.
Okay.
So they're right where they need to be. It's just like they've had a couple unfortunate losses.
But doesn't League Two, three go up, and then 4 through 7 is...
Yes, so 1 through 3. So right now, MK Dons holds the 3rd spot, but MK Dons...
Fuck off.
They only have 3 matches left, where Mansfield has 4, and they're only 1 point behind Dons.
I'm going to start referring to them as Old Wimbledon.
Yeah.
Because like that's what they deserve to be called.
Yeah, I do like that.
Con-ass owners.
I mean, obviously the big story here is, of course, Wrexham. Like, it's...
Yeah.
They promoted from the National League. The first year of owning the team... They lose in the playoffs, mm-hmm. just a big heartbreaker. Then they win the league, and frankly, them and Notts County were like either one of them deserved to win it. It just happened to be Wrexham who won mm-hmm. it. And fortunately for Notts, they figured out a way to get promoted and still got through the playoffs. But automatic fucking promotion. They are right into League One. Now, they're older. They got some older guys, so there's mm-hmm. going to be more of an investment needed, but... There's more money fucking coming in, and they're going to be able to spend more money too.
Well, here's the thing. You got to wonder how they, and this is where, like, say somebody like Mushiri fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if Rob McElhenney and Ryan Reynolds, like, the rights to the television show were owned by the football club.
Could be.
Because that's an asset at that point.
Not for nothing. Their shirt sponsor now is United fucking Airlines.
Careful.
Like... But okay. Still, yeah. Still, that's a...
They're one viral video away from going out of business.
That's a lot, but it's a lot of fucking money, I'm getting at. A lot more money than fucking...
Unless they got to pay out another...
Steak.com, okay?
Unless they got to pay somebody else off that they kicked off a flight erroneously.
So, but it's great to see, and obviously, the one
with the American connection as well.
We're already going to know what happens mm-hmm. when the show comes on, but it's still going to be fun to watch. And
absolutely,
credit to them, like you said, it's owners that got it, even though they are. You know,
Hollywood A-listers.
Yeah, I mean, Ryan's a Hollywood A-lister, and
Rob's a TV A-lister.
Rob's a TV A-lister, and he's had a show that, not for nothing, has had 17 fucking seasons, right? Yeah. Like, and he wrote it, he created it, like,
yeah, it's Seinfeld on crack is how it was described, and it's been as successful as Seinfeld.
And the thing is,
maybe not as successful, but close.
But for both of those owners, they got in there immediately, humble. How do we help build the community? Mm-hmm. Building up the stadium, building up the new stand, just doing all of those things right, and doing it right by the city. And like you said, yes, they're going to have a certain profile to them, but they've taken as big of a backseat as they can for being worldly known fucking people.
Well, but it's not even just taking the backseat. It's going... It's... It's what our last president didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
It's surround yourself with people that know what the fuck they're talking about.
And let them do their fucking
job. Let them do their fucking jobs and then back them up. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they've gone, okay, we've got this. We want to build a community. We want to build a team. We want to, you know, go as far as we can with this project. We feel passionate about this project. So we're going to put the money on the table, and this is what we're going to do. But we don't really know what we're doing. And they also had the humility to say that and go, okay, you know the club. You're staying. And you're going to do this. You're, you know, we're sorry, director of football. We, you know, obviously you're not, you know, we haven't really, over the last few seasons, the results, so we're going to replace you.
Well,
and they found somebody else that did it better or whatever. And then they listen to those people, give those people the reins and the freedom to do their jobs without getting, like Todd Bowley, without getting too fucking involved in everything and playing FIFA card packs.
Going back, you know, going back to their first season that they took over in the first season of the show, the very first episode, a bunch of the players were slagging off and like, oh, who are these fuckers coming in to take over the team and everything. They cleaned fucking house. They brought in a new manager. They brought in a new GM. They got rid of half the fucking players. Mm-hmm. Like, they got rid of people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because they need people on side.
Yeah.
But then they've taken all of that press and all of that thing. They've turned it into a cash cow, number one.
Oh, God,
But then they've also turned, they've taken that pressure off the team. Look at us. Look at what we're doing. That's what I was talking about the Shelby Group hasn't done. They go, we need to make a name for ourselves. Rob and Ryan have gone, we have a name. We don't need the fucking name.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So they're making good decisions because they have the profile. They don't need to prove themselves. The Shelby Corporation, on the face of it, by the fucking name of the company, have had to prove themselves.
Right.
Right? So that's the difference, is I'm no name owner with too much money. Nobody knows who I am, but I'm the best furniture salesman in Birmingham.
Right.
I need a staple. Who did I bring in? Why do you know my name?
Right.
Fucking fuck you, Wayne Rooney.
And he
let's go, bring it in. And but it was a terrible appointment from the start.
Yeah.
Because you were in sixth. You were cruising, right?
Yep.
Wrexham weren't.
Yeah.
They needed to clean house.
Yeah. They had to. They were a 10th place team.
But they come in and I don't have to prove anything to anybody. I could just go about the business. I could do my job here. Right? The Shelby Corporation can't do that. Because nobody knows who the fuck they are, and they paid Tom Brady $500,000. I guarantee you something to go, oh, here's 1% of the club and $500,000. Put your name on it.
Yeah. I just wish I had popcorn for this segment. Hate to see it happen.
What?
Birmingham.
Birmingham City.
She's learning. She's learning. Yeah.
I'd say Wolves are more or less your main rival now, because ridiculous.
Over 2.5 million.
Assuming Birmingham matters at all. Yeah.
Right. And West Brom lost the boiler.
Boing, boing.
So
he's gone.
So final thing here to mention on that, and then we'll wrap it up, is over 2.5 million in merchandise sales outside of England for Wrexham this past season.
Well, good, they're in Wales. What were the Welsh sales?
Outside of London. Outside of the United Kingdom.
I'm joking.
Outside the United Kingdom. And you know all 2.5 of that came from the United States.
For the most part, yeah. I'm guarantee you, yeah.
Does any team below the championship get that kind of attention from the American market?
But it,
honestly, I thought that sounded low.
But it pays for Paul Mullen. It pays for those players that they're paying too much money for.
They did $8 million in merchandise sales this past year, and $2.5 million of that came from the United States.
Just the U.S. So
it's
almost
fucking monster.
A little over a quarter of it, like, which is huge.
It is fucking
at
monster.
At least 600 of that came from the Holmes household.
Alrighty.
You're right.
So, Mr. Graham, that's going to wrap up. Any parting words?
I can't wait till one of those two or the team piss him off enough to burn that jersey in a fire pit.
Very good. All right, next up is going to be injury time, where we're going to talk about our fantasy league. We're going to talk about Scotland, which got a little fucking wackadoodle. And, of course, we're going to preview the weekend's action, the abbreviated weekend's action, because we have some FA Cup semifinals as well. Mr. Graham, should somebody want to find injury time, how they go about doing it?
It's patreon.com/DUFootballShow. Just sign up to that $1 tier. You get all of the extra stuff, including the injury time, which Sam just pimped out, and a whole lot more of us, which is a ton of fun.
Excellent. Till next week, everybody.
Good night.
Born in the land of Bowie, Maryland. Bred to be a fan of fucking Everton. Punch you in the eye and drink your rye. Sam Houston.
Sam Houston.
Arsenal fans have another Sam. Great day, the fucking Gooner Graham. Smell the malort. Looks great in shorts. Sam Graham, hey.
Sam Graham.
Brooklyn United! Hit the fucking mute button!